Sunny, 83 both days.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. Ah! And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
I feel good!
Jacksonville. I got it right that time, Tom. Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Jimmy Hill in the house. He's taking your questions and your calls. Just strolled in the door. He and his lovely wife. Does she get an introduction even though she's not talking?
Why don't you do the honors and tell us
all her wonderful attributes.
Yeah, my wife, Della, puts up with me. That's the most amazing part of the whole thing. But she really has been a great help. She's taking care of the house, keeping it done and keeping up with me and tracking most of these events with me. So I don't know how she's doing it. It's pretty amazing.
You got some pretty powerful ladies in your campaign between Della and Sherry. And
that's an understatement. And there's probably 10 more just like them. It's one of the funny things about this. We've attracted the A-list of who gets things done in Duval County politically and in other circles also.
So when I went into break before you ever showed up, we started talking about the news on the wire. Really good guy. I've had him on the show a couple of times. Was running a great campaign for governor. Made a political consultant angry. Allegations came out. Had to drop his campaign. Then all of a sudden the allegations just went, blew away in the wind. And they were all gone. But there's some political contributions coming in from, like I said, a good guy that has had an interesting news article written up about him. And so I'd like for you to speak on the fact that, you know, the average candidate doesn't know where these deposits are coming from unless someone gives them a detailed report. You don't know what PACs are donating to your campaign or who generates those PACs or who's running the PACs unless you take the time to run them down. So you want to speak on that a little bit?
Yeah,
it's Jack
yeah.
Levala is the one we're talking about.
Yeah, I've done a little research because I've got one of the semi-reporters one of the hacks that writes for one of the rags here in Jacksonville called me and asked me some questions about somebody. So I started doing research and come to find out we're getting money from somebody who's madder at the Curry administration and more disappointed than we are. You don't have any way to know where your PAC money comes from, but we did get some checks from a PAC and we didn't research it, but I don't care. I would hope maybe they'll send some more if there's a mechanism to do it. We'll collect money from anyone that would like to see the corruption gone in our city government, and we'll make good use of it. And I'm hoping maybe more will come. I'll shout out right now to anybody else out there that has any real reason to understand why Jacksonville needs a change. We could use the help. And financially, we're actually doing a lot better right now. The debate helped a lot, but we certainly will need some more for the next round if we go into the next round looking the way it is right now. We're gonna have to hit the ground running really hard, and we're gonna need some funds. So I'm excited about it. Actually, the story is amazing, and when you look at the details, if you know anything about investigations and you understand anything, it's a cut and dry situation. I'll let everybody else do their own research. I came to a conclusion that's pretty clear. This is another political hack that took place, and it took out a guy who may be guilty of a lot of things, but it doesn't look like this is one of them, but he certainly was taken out of the game. And that's one of the nice things about our candidacy. They're going to have to look long and hard. There's nothing, there's no opening for that sort of thing just because of the background that we have. And I'm excited about it. Actually, yeah, it looks to me like maybe there's more funds available, so we'll see how that goes.
They tried to get you at the debate with a gotcha question, and you kind of stood up and met it head on and kind of gave some really good reasoning and at the same time tied it into the guy standing next to you. Any pushback after that?
Well,
after that
deal? No, it's funny. Every time the you know, the political game is challenging and complicated, and you kind of try and figure out what they're going to throw at you. Well, when they've done everything that's negative to you, that's, that exists in your life, when they literally created it, it makes it hard for them to defend their actions, and you won't hear a peep out of them on that one or this one probably, because, you know, we're on the high ground, and being on the high ground is a great place to be in a political race. The business that we had was so pristine and so amazing that really the citizens ought to be livid that it was taken off the playing field for political reasons. And the citizens who enjoyed it, the thousands and thousands of people and the millions of dollars of revenue that was done are forever gone. They've been trying to scrape something together to replace what they killed. But it died. They killed it.
Is that boat show event, obviously, as mayor, it would be gone out of your life.
Yeah, it's gone. It's unfortunately
never to come back.
Well, I mean, you know, if I'm not mayor and in the marine industry, you know, in 5 or 6 years decides they need an in-water boat show that works, and I will be real surprised if somebody doesn't take it up. But the damage was severe just because these events are precarious. You know, you can't knock them off the map for a year or two and drag them back into existence. It took 20 years to build that thing, and it was worth, you know, a ton of money, and all of that will wash itself out in any future litigation. You know, there's still stuff on the table there, so we'll see how that goes, and the campaign has a lot to do with all of that. We'll see how we do here on the 19th. Everything's looking good here, and we're focused on that.
You know, we're kind of readdressing. I won't back you into the wall because it could be a gotcha moment for your campaign or Brochet's
throw
campaign.
Throw it at me. I'm ready.
Well, you know, 16 years for me kind of came to a head yesterday when I finally got confirmation that there is now a resolution that's going to be presented to the city council on Tuesday to examine the overlay and the comprehensive land use plan with respect to the runways at Craig Airport.
I heard that.
And it has a number, and it's going to be introduced, and it'll go through the committees. Could get shot down. I doubt it, though, because most of the naysayers, you know, it probably won't come up for its first table vote until into April, which means the election season will be over. I'm okay with that because we're going to rotate out a bunch of old people and bring in a bunch of new blood.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended. All seriousness aside, the good thing about it is it's like a stone gets lifted off and you actually see some motion. I can deal with legitimate, you lost because you didn't plead your case. I can deal with that. I can deal with losing if I get a chance to plead the case.
Right.
But if a very small group of folks believe that they wield enough political power and have been successful in previous attempts to get it taken off the table without even having a hearing, and I'm talking about a public hearing and some public discourse, well, that's just wrong.
Let's talk about what's changed about this. So it's funny, I stumbled into this issue. I'd watched it with great interest because I couldn't figure out how they stopped or why they stopped the lengthening of a runway. It didn't make sense. And I know some homeowners weighed in and they were very influential. Politically, they had power where they probably
shouldn't
change. Well, you probably shouldn't have. Well, they changed things without having all the facts. Let me talk about just the facts. So I did a little research to look into what's different about today in the past. And aviation's completely different. There are older aircraft out there still that are going to be an issue. But it was a noise thing. That's all I heard about was noise, noise, noise. And what I don't understand is why no one took the microphone and made super clear that the noise levels will be lower with a longer runway than they will with a shorter runway. When you have to climb out harder, put more, behind it to
fuel
get your
fuel to the fire.
Exactly. Fuel to the fire. You're making a lot more noise. If you're up to takeoff speed and you climb out at a reasonable rate, you're not making the noise. And I don't even understand why that would not be the thing that homeowners want. Now I'm going to listen to experts again, but to me it was so common sense and so simple. I don't even know what the conversation was. So I figured out there's more to it, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But
sounds
I know there's
good.
More to it.
Jimmy Hill in the studio with us tonight. We're trying to offer all the political candidates as much time on air as we absolutely can so that you guys can get a chance to formulate an opinion. If you didn't get a chance to see the debate last night, it's still up on the News for Jax link. You can go on and watch the entire thing. One of the participants in here with me tonight, along with his wife, Della. She won't talk on the mic, though, but we'll try to encourage her when we get back. 222-TALK, 222-8255.
question. Do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Ramona Flea Market has stuff. New stuff, used stuff, fun stuff, kid stuff, stuff to put stuff in, stuff to build stuff with. And who needs all that stuff? You! And what do you do when you have too much stuff? Sell your stuff at Ramona Flea Market. Open every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Book your space now. Call 904-786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
We know you're busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out our new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The Original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week. Check us out on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Well, welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. The phone lines are stacking up. We're going to get to you guys in just a second. Back to our conversation there, Jimmy. I wanted to tell you that if the aviation community, and I'm not talking about people that are just passionate about aviation, but if the aviation community could put someone out there in the forefront to speak, like I've been doing, trying to get them started, but obviously it's going to take more than just me to give the other side, to show the safety side, to show the and, you know, even if we weren't higher, even if we weren't farther away, the technology changes. A Cirrus SR-20, very popular general aviation plane, doesn't make any of the kind of noise that comes from an old Cessna 182 with a straight pipe.
Right. It's, to me, it was so clear. And I realize there's something else here. I'm actually going to listen in and hopefully meet with one of the neighborhood homeowners associations here soon as a function of this campaign. And I'm going to listen to what they're saying. But I have a funny feeling based on what's going to happen that you're not going to get the opposition, that it was one of those things that's political. It was probably about real estate. Let's talk about the real aspect of it. It had a lot to do with something other than the noise and the safety.
Because, well, someone's going to bring up the idea of property values. And if they will actually go out, and I would love for you to watch this movie. I'd love for you to take it home because you have two kids that are of the age that if they could come out and spend some time with me at the airport and go flying and hang out with the planes, you might find yourself developing two pilots because they look like they've got that kind of inquisitive, interesting spirit.
They do. Let's talk about the reality of it, though. That airport is a economic engine.
It is, absolutely.
It's an unbelievable opportunity for Arlington for employment. What if you could take a short ride over to a job that paid well to do something aviation related, as opposed to having to drive somewhere else? I mean, I'm looking for any opportunity to create decent jobs, and if it's quieter, safer, and every other aspect of it's better, let's at least review it properly. Let's not shut it down before it gets into the conversation. Let's let the city council put it on the docket and let the citizens weigh in. We'll hear a lot of pros and cons, but let's be realistic about it, and let's use science and not emotion. That's going to be the driving force behind almost everything I do, is talk about science, not emotion. If it's actually quieter and safer, I cannot imagine the opposition being the way it was in the past. So if someone brings me information and disproves everything that I think I know, I'm willing to listen, but I haven't been wrong a lot about these things.
Right. You know, everyone that I've spoken to doesn't really have a position one way or another relative to the airport, unless you've been one of those guys that was recruited 30 years ago and they're still carrying that banner. The average person, there's been 5-6 turnovers of rental houses, or the houses in that neighborhood are generally starter homes, except for Holly Oaks,
right,
and Hidden Hills. Two very, very well-funded, wealthy neighborhoods, one being a former gated – it's still a gated community, but it used to be a private golf course. It's not any longer. Change is difficult for folks.
Right.
You know, I'm sure that when the folks, I believe it's on Girvan Road, when they found out that their two-lane Girvan Road out to what is Mount Pleasant or McCormick, I guess it is the cut through there. When they found out that, wow, the city's buying up all this land and they're going to expand the right-of-ways and make this into a four-lane superhighway, I'm sure that all those folks along that road said, oh no, we don't want that. That's not going to be good for our community. That's going to ruin our property values. But the city went ahead and did it anyway because they knew it was needed for the bulk of the folks.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that one out too, though. Without future plans for a bridge somewhere in that area, that project is bizarre. It logistically makes no sense because the volume of traffic that it's going to handle will never match what they built. Now, it may be the only road in Duval County that is actually 5 to 10 years ahead of itself, and that might be where we're heading, and maybe some planning's taking place, and I get that, and I love that. But today, it's a lot of road and a lot of lanes for an area that doesn't have a lot of traffic, so I'll sort that one out.
We take some phone calls
sure,
here. Let's
sure,
go
sure.
to Kevin. Kevin's on the line. Kevin, you've got a question for Jimmy Hill.
Yes, my question is, if I vote for Mr. Hill, will he tell me how he's going to unify the city? And how he's going to, is he going to represent the citizens of the city or Shad Khan?
No, I think that's my strong suit, and I can't thank you enough for the question. So I have really been working hard to make sure, first off, that I talk to all citizen groups regularly. And I've had an unbelievable year sitting back and listening to citizens. And they all look at you like it's some kind of odd thing that someone's sitting and listening to them, because most of them haven't heard from their government. And when I say that, I'm not a part of it yet, but that isn't going to change. One of the things I'll do is I'm going to govern from the neighborhoods and not the fourth floor. And I listen very carefully to your point. The thing that I say about the football franchise is that I'm going to normalize the relationship. We have a mayor who's enamored by professional sports. I'd say starstruck is a better way to describe it. He is overzealous, and it shows in the commitments we've made to this industry, and that's really all it is an industry. It is not our identity. It's important. It's critically important, and I hope we have a great relationship going forward. But when the entity threatens to take their ball and go home anytime something doesn't go their way, you know you're not on the right side of it. So yes, I'll represent the taxpayer first over any other entity, no matter who it is or what they're doing, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to, quite frankly, building jobs and creating jobs is a big thing. That's another question there, opening the door to like Amazon or something like that. Any big entity should not have the only voice at the table. The taxpayer should have the loudest voice. So yeah, I think that's going to be my strong suit. And I thank you for the question. I hope I answered it properly. It's one of our, one of the parts that we like most is sitting down and listening to communities and representing citizens. I've had some really interesting, I wish I had an hour to talk about it, because I've had two bizarre conversations this week. I actually did something stupid. I picked up a hitchhiker and it was a man standing in the rain, and he literally had his thumb out. Hadn't seen that in 20 years. So I stopped and picked him up. He was an ex-felon, did not even know he could vote. Had no idea he'd been approved to vote. Ironically, we were waving signs today. Meet a lady who stood for an hour and a half waiting on a bus at a bus stop that should have a one-hour bus regular. So the bus was late. I want to work on those issues. You know, that's just representation, and you only get that from face-to-face contact with people.
You know, I've knocked the bus system here in Jacksonville for a good 5-6 years straight. I see buses traveling all around town, huge.
Empty.
One or two people on
it. She said the exact same thing.
I rode the bus one day because I'd just never ridden the bus before. I've ridden a Greyhound bus one time in my life that wasn't a school-related thing. I rode from my college in Melbourne, Florida, home to visit my parents in Jacksonville. Big mistake.
So I don't seem like I'm bashing the JTA.
Right.
They're making moves in the right direction, but it's slow. And I think a mayor has a very strong role in helping get that to look like what the citizens need. And I think everybody agrees. You know, what if you sent a van directly to the house? If it was a tenth of the cost and it was a person who had a regular bus pass, you didn't send a giant 55-foot long or 44-foot long bus to a stop that they had to walk a mile from, but you send a van to two or three stops, pick people up, and take them where they want to go for a tenth of the cost. I don't understand why that's a challenge. The JTA is heading in that direction with a lot of services. I want to support them in it. I want to be positive. I don't think I've seen a lot of good things happen with the Transportation Authority, but they're hanging on and clinging to some old ideas. And that's because I'm sure there's a bureaucracy there that makes that happen. And I want to help whoever it is in there driving that resource into the right, you know, into the 21st century and not the 19th century. I want to help them. And I think the mayor's office can do a lot in that area.
I've got questions here. That,
sure.
You know, I've got Anna Brochet is going to be on the 5 o'clock show on Monday. And I'm going to ask her the same questions that I'm asking you.
Sure.
Is there a particular department within the city that you've looked at that seems to work well?
That's a great question. So,
or you can give me a list of the ones from top to bottom that you think work the best they can right now. And then,
so, you know, your utilities in general and your public works department, you don't hear much bad about public works. You know, they're out doing the work, but you will occasionally hear, oh, there was five guys and one shovel, you know, but that's part of the bureaucracy. There's usually some engineers, some state people. It's not always city people. But that's one. The JEA is one. You know, I know they're their separate board, but they're city. You know, they're city related. They do a great job. When a hurricane comes, we are fortunate to have them here. And then your fire department does a really good job responding. They just have their own issues that are political that they've got to. They have to evolve around. They're going to have to be more careful politically in the future. They're stepping on their toes in places and ways, and they're giving up things that are sacred to them. Their promotion system's been compromised by politics recently. That split that department in half. Law enforcement.
You know, you're a former firefighter,
right?
A lot of people don't understand.
Former union president for a small local fire department here at the Beaches, which did exactly the same thing this union does, just for less employees. But so, yeah, I got an extensive background and all of that.
Does it bother you that the local fire department or the JFRD union didn't go with you?
No, you know, they can't. Nobody that works for the city of Jacksonville can even pop their head up. They will be smashed if they don't. And I have told many, many, many Jacksonville employees, do not engage with me publicly or you will be punished. That's the nature of our current administration. Everyone knows it. It's a sad, sad state of affairs, but it's a fact. And that goes across the board. So I don't, my brothers and sisters, both in police and fire uniforms, have no choice whatsoever but to lay low, keep their jobs, not get caught up in something political, and I support them and actually encourage them to do the same. They won't have to do that when I'm mayor, though.
You're listening to Jimmy Hill here on I'm Speaking Plenty. We're going to ask him a series of further questions when we get back, and I'm hoping that maybe we can get a perspective of what it's like for your wife to travel around on the campaign trail with you and what she might be doing should you be elected as First Lady. Will she step back, take an active role? What her thoughts are about this campaign going forward. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and I'm smiling like crazy because I backed her into a corner. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is looking to beef up military spending and pare back some domestic outlays. That, according to the White House budget being released next week. Mr. Trump will be making a significant request for border wall funds and money to start up Space Force as a new branch of the military. Heavily armed assailants again attacked an Ebola treatment center in the heart of eastern Congo's deadly outbreak today, with one police officer killed and other health workers injured. The early morning attack at Butembo came less than a week after the treatment center reopened following an attack last month, which forced Doctors Without Borders to suspend operations in the city amid warnings that ending the outbreak is impossible if health workers aren't protected. And the Venezuelan opposition and government loyalists held rival demonstrations in Caracas today as both sides prepared for what some fear could be a protracted power struggle. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 83. Sunday night, scattered clouds and dropping to 63. A mix of sun and clouds for Monday, a 40% chance of rain and 83 for the high. Monday night, mostly cloudy, isolated showers near 63. Sunny, a few clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, mid-70s. And then Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny, 83 both days.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Jimmy Hill campaign joining me in the studio. Phone lines open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Right outside the door, there's a sign that says, Winner. Nobody comes into this studio and just expects to sit there and not be on the mic. Huh. So we got Della Hill, the future first lady possibly here of our city. And I wanted to hear from you. People like their elected officials to be personable and approachable. And obviously your husband's got that down pat. How do you feel about this campaign? And obviously He was a former county commissioner over on the beaches, or city commissioner, I guess, over on the beaches. So you've already been through the whole politics thing. You know it can get nasty. Now, are you seeing it better, worse? Are you enjoying it? How's it going?
I actually enjoy it. We've met a lot of people, and they've turned into our friends. They help us a lot. It's enjoyable to go with Jimmy.
How many
to
days?
All the events. And
how many
everything.
How many hours out of the day do you spend out on the road?
With Jimmy, probably a good 6 to 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you got your regular
the kids.
Chores, for lack of a better word, kids,
yeah.
You know, and I met the boys the other night and fantastic young men.
Thank you.
So all of that gets accomplished in a 24-hour day. Do you, like the other night for the debate, when you're sitting in the office, it's got to pain you sometimes when you see some attack things going on, when you read in the newspaper some attack things going on. Is that something that you deal with in the moment and then you leave, you know, with respect to people, you know, talking bad about your husband from the opposite camps? I mean,
well, I've lived it with him, so I know exactly the truth. So it really doesn't bother me.
Good. And how about, let's say this goes on further down the pipe and Jimmy pulls out a win in May, forces a runoff, pulls out a win in May. What do you plan on taking a role similar to the current administration's wife, kind of in the background until it's time to do the commercials? Or do you have something that you'd like to maybe bend his ear and get done for women or children here in the town?
Well, we've spoke about doing a foundation for like dysgraphia,
okay,
or for children that have like learning disabilities or processing issues that the teachers don't really see. Maybe it would help them address the issues with the children ahead of time in elementary school before they hit high school, where they struggle the most.
That's wonderful. So many times we discount the efforts of the teachers here in our public school system. Now, I'm one of the first ones to speak out that the administration is really top-loaded, and that parents at home shouldn't have to buy all the supplies that you see at the little red schoolhouse every year in Walmart. That a lot of those things could be provided by the school board if their money was used more efficiently. And I think that counselors and stuff like that in the school system might be a worthwhile expense instead of some of the top-loaded administrative level perks that are out there. As a mom, completely separate and apart from the Hill campaign, as a mom, you send your kids off to school. We're talking about security guards and armed teachers and some of the other things. Have you got an opinion on that?
I think the schools need to be secure. I would prefer the police, maybe a security guard, be in the school due to the situations where shootings do occur. Maybe one thing I would love to see, remember Officer Friendly?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah. They used to bring him in like every semester or every 9 weeks just to teach the kids how to protect themselves and be safe.
Right.
I think they need to bring that back.
You know, the fact that you and I remember that, and I was lit up with a smile when you mentioned it.
Yeah.
The kids that are in school today are missing that kind of contact. The whole Officer Friendly thing, because we're in this 24-hour news cycle and everybody's got a camera on their phone and everybody's, for some reason or another, filming the low point either in someone's life or in a police officer's bad day, it's now not really leveling the playing field for police officers.
Right. They only see them in a uniform and not as a real person.
Right. When your kids were younger, did you take them to the park and spend a lot of time there? Do we have enough things for kids to do? That's one thing I preach about, is that by the time they're 6, 7 years old, we've lost them to the streets if they don't have a good family life. Obviously, you guys have about as close a nuclear family as you can have. In today's day and age, that doesn't exist anymore. Many times, moms.
I will take it up to where we are now. We have teenage boys, 13 and 17. We have a lot of young men at our house over the weekend. We can have up to 10 15 boys on a weekend just hanging out, cleaning us out of house and home with food. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
But the reason they're there is it's always either a single parent who's working, and it's amazing. You know, we're not in what would be an at-risk neighborhood, but mm-hmm. a large number of these kids' dads are incarcerated for different minor offenses, and they're there because there's a stable house environment. That nuclear family is like, it's like a light to a moth to light. You know, it's something. And we did something. It's part of what we're going to do campaign wise too, is we have a fire pit. It's organic. My kids built it. That fire pit symbolizes a place where these kids get camaraderie. They get fellowship amongst themselves, but it's in a secure environment. There's adults on the other side of the wall watching them, making sure that they're safe, not hovering over them, not that like that. But there's real security there, and there's usually milk, and that seems to be the thing that they all want the most.
Lots of chocolate milk.
Yeah, so it's there's something to be learned from that simple observation, and that is, you know, if society will take some of that role and take that fire pit model and find a place for these kids to be where they're secure, safe, and get these things, then we're going to reach back and save some kids. And there are kids that constantly come back to our house. And, you know, only children is 13, 17, but there's kids who are already benefiting greatly from it. And a lot of them have great parents too, both, you know, regular Absolutely. Nuclear, and they still like that fire pit idea, and they like the camaraderie and the security and you know, what kid doesn't like building a fire? I mean, honestly, it's pretty primal. You go back to the beginning, and that's an attraction. And I think there's something there. We're going to work on a program that sort of fits around that model. We'll get ridiculed for it. I got ridiculed for the ice cream truck idea. I got some flack from the chief of staff who just doesn't get the ice cream thing in a tweet, or I don't know where Twitter or Facebook, but he was whining about the fact that you know, we were called a real candidate after we mentioned the ice cream truck. I'm telling you, the ice cream truck's a brilliant idea. It's going to save a lot of lives.
Ice cream truck is not that far away from officer friendly.
No, it's not far at all. The only difference is, in today's world, you know, you can reach these kids in a park setting, and I'm talking about regular neighborhoods. They will gather around and interact with law enforcement in a positive environment for less than a quarter contact. You know, if you buy your frozen popsicle cheap enough, and they get to interact, talk, and then the next time, it's going to be a whole lot harder for a kid to shoot at a police officer if he's had that positive impact over a period of years. We're going to do creative things, and we're going to end the divide that exists between what is your law enforcement, which is your blanket of protection, and the citizens. And people don't understand, you know, right now there's this adversarial feeling, and there is no connection. Very few officers, there are some great officers out there that do it on their own without any help, but very few officers feel comfortable enough to even get out of the car in some neighborhoods and interact. And then the good ones do. And if you're one of those officers, thank God you're still out there in the mix. And if you're, you know,
what does that say for our environment and our culture when a police officer is concerned about getting out of a car?
No, it's horrible. And it's legitimately it's orchestrated too. Let's, you know, we're going to go a little deeper into this. It's set up, it's designed that way. It's not, this isn't organic. That part of it has been created by a media that lives off of the division in our society. And in Jacksonville, Florida, we're going to address that division. We're going to work on it in really organic ways, and we're going to make big, big, big strives to fix things that are deteriorating at a rate that's unsustainable, and we can fix them.
You know, I saw that yesterday with respect to, as soon as that resolution had a number and hit the computer, one of the local television stations picked up on it and immediately took their remote van and ran out there and stuck a microphone and a camera in the face of someone that was a resident who was obviously clearly opposed to the runway extension.
Oh, yeah.
But there wasn't the other side of the coin.
Right. That's the media.
A small little snippet from Matt Schellenberg, the sponsor of the bill. But after that, nothing. Nothing from any aviation authority. Nothing from anyone at the airport. It was all one-sided, and it was designed to stir the pot.
It is. All of it is.
So we're going to talk a little bit more deeply about your plans and your thoughts for a Hill administration coming back. I'd like for you to address something that came up yesterday. These name callings that are going back and forth. Boat Show Barker. That came up in the news that the Boat Show Barker had an axe to grind. When we get back, talk about whether or not that axe to grind exists. You're listening to 222 Talk, 222-8255. This is I'm Speaking Plainly. Phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. Jimmy Hill in the studio with us tonight. We'll be right back.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. Del is sending his team out across the country. Meet them live in a city near you, one day only. Check the schedule and claim your seats at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
This is the spark that starts it. This is the oak that smokes it. These are the hands that pull it. This is the knife that slices it. This is our original slow smoked pork. And Sonny's Barbecue is the only place you'll find it. Come get an original pork plate at Sonny's with pulled or sliced pork and either more pork, ribs, or ribs and smoked wings, plus a side and bread starting at $8.99. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. We lost her. She pushed the mic off to the side, but it was great. I'm glad that you got a chance to say a few words, and they, you know, it gave us a little bit of people in the outside world when they're talking about elections. Very rarely does someone get to hear someone, you know, as a private citizen. They hear the campaign spiel. They hear and that's why I always like to go to the wives or the husbands, because then you get a little bit of the behind the scenes of what's the candidate like when he's not on point. What's he like when he's not preaching to the crowd? And so it seems like you're average. You were talking about the fire pit in the backyard. That fire pit. In a lot of homes where I live, it's the same thing. Adults gather around the fire pit. They put down the phones. They right. Get away from the social media. They get away from the TV. And they stand there and they watch wood burn. And they drink a beer. Or in the case of the kids, they got sodas. They're running around in the backyard. They're having a good time. And they're getting some exercise. But it's a real, I want to say, it's just a grassroots type of thing.
It's a primal thing. I mean, it goes primal to your soul, you know. It's what we've done, you know, generationally for millennials forever, basically, is gather in that environment. And it's comfortable, and that's probably the main thing about it, but absolutely. And
when we went into when I was teasing up your appearance tonight, I said that you got the MVP statement for the debate about John Gotti. And and the mayor saying he gets things done. But we can read the statistics. We see the news. We see people shot. Another guy got shot last night. I know that pales in comparison to some place like Chicago or New York. Chicago, 80 people get shot in a weekend, 35 of them die, and they don't even think anything of it. That's normal for them. That would be crazy for us. Five or six in a weekend is devastating for us here in this little small town. But you talked about the ice cream truck. We've seen things like the police officer playing basketball with the guys down in right. Middleburg or Palatka or Gainesville, right. somewhere other than here. I talked to with a couple of police officers off the record, and I said, what do you think? This was the night of the event. They happened to be working security. And I said, what do you think about the ice cream truck idea? And they said, you know, it'll never happen because there's a stigma of you can't get down on the citizens' level because you'll lose the respect.
Right.
You've got to maintain that intimidation factor. And I spent 25 minutes talking to these guys. I talked to them about the blade sunglasses.
Right.
And the short fade haircuts and the tactical pants and the not real, you know, the traffic police officers wear their regular uniform. But other than that, there's so many task forces and special units and guys wearing the tack pants and the SWAT, almost like SWAT gear, and they're out there cruising the streets daily. When the average person sees that, you know, they're thinking, this guy's loaded for bear. He's never going to want to just say hi to me.
Right. That's all by design, and that's part of the division, the divisiveness that's built into our society by the media. That it's funny. There's so much psychology in the way a law enforcement officer looks. You can be too soft, and there's departments that do the same exact thing. They put them in white shirts, and they try and soften them up, make them. And the problem is then there is no level of respect. It's a balance. And I respect 100% understand that a tactical unit has a tactical job, and it's not about ice cream. It's about putting people in jail and dealing with the absolute worst in society. And many police officers have to do that. But what I'm talking about is something that is very, very different in the early stages of a child's exposure to law enforcement. They could have a positive impact from day one. And I guarantee you it'll go right through 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. There will be some popsicles handed to some kids that are probably a little street hard that will just turn their opinion. And I'm not talking about this as a major, huge push. Just think how inexpensive it would be to just run that concept for about 6 months. Send it through the Legend Center, the park next to there, where there's 200 or 300 people on any given night, and just roll in there with the music playing and give away some quarter cheap.
What's it going to hurt to try?
And the idea is to just make contact. That's what's missing, because otherwise there is no contact unless somebody's shot or killed, and then there's the all of the problems there are you can't communicate with them. And then what's even worse is right now there are people who won't tell information they know because they know that it'll get back to the bad guys, and bad guys will go visit them. And that's what's happening. So we've got to break the cycle. And that's just a piece. It's a simple thing. And it's just one of many, many ideas. And it's just one that I mentioned. I only been beating this ice cream truck up because I got flack from somebody that should have already been doing something like this. And it makes no sense that they're not, and it's their weakness. And so I'm going to talk about it a lot over the next month.
Well, you know, I've been preaching to the choir about, If a 4 or 5 year old kid gets taken to Bruce Park, it's in a rough neighborhood of Arlington. It didn't used to be. I used to play there myself when I was a kid.
No, on the rocket slide. I mean, who did?
Yeah, exactly. Or the spinning tops there.
And right.
We used to be able to call them monkey bars. Now that's politically incorrect. When you were 3 or 4 years old, you didn't care whether someone was black, brown, green, orange, purple, yellow. You just cared whether they could push you on the swings or whether you could
kids
throw the ball.
Kids still don't care. Today, right now, kids still don't care.
7, 8, you've lost them.
Yeah, many. If they have no exposure to anything other than that type of environment where the division has been pushed in society, you can lose them. But there are lots and lots of kids that don't think or see that way. And you're seeing, I will tell you this, the most enlightening thing that's happened in this experience for me and probably Della too is there's hope in these neighborhoods. It's not as bleak. Now, there's pure darkness. There's evil that comes out of crime and the bad part. But the citizens in these neighborhoods are tired of being left out of the process. They're tired of being, and I've talked to literally probably at this point, 1,000 people in what would be considered at-risk neighborhoods. And they're ready to engage. They have been, and they're ready to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And that's exciting. And that's, you know, I've been working with a really, really interesting guy, a guy named Ron. His street name is Ron Urban, but he literally was a hardcore street guy. You see him, you're like, oh, hey, Ron's probably a hardcore street guy. Well, he's not. He's a largest hearted guy you've ever seen. He's running a program called Positive Vibes Only. Positive Vibes Only is a street level intervention for violent crime, but he does bouncy house parties and music, and it's all just the community getting together and getting to know each other. And it's having a big impact in many neighborhoods. It's church based. It's definitely a faith based thing. His drive is a God thing for him. But I'll tell you, turn him around. He had a long, 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 hard life ahead of him, and he prayed about it, and it turned around. He got out of where he was and got on this path, and he's doing amazing things. And I like to mention him because he's just one of those good stories that's happening.
I got two more questions.
Sure.
One more on the police department, and this one is tailored specifically to you. And there'll be another one for Anna. But this particular one is I was speaking to a police officer who doesn't vote with the union unless he agrees with the union.
Right.
Now, the union endorsed the current administration. But he said one of the things that separated you, even though you were a former firefighter, so you're in the, quotes in the air, brotherhood, one of the things that separated you was this idea of the Citizens Review Board.
Right. So I don't know where that got in there. So a Citizens Review Board is nothing that I'm in favor of. What I'm in favor of is a citizen involvement in government in general, not a Citizens Review Board. A Citizens Review Board for incidents is a violation of the justice system. And if anybody says any different, I've never spoken in favor of that. What I've said is that citizens should be engaged in every part of the process, and that there should be oversight and there should be input in how law enforcement operates by engaged citizens. And that actually can take place through your city council if your city council wasn't neutered by your strong mayor form of government. So I'm never, ever have I said I was in favor of a citizen review board of incidents, because okay, that's a direct impingement into the criminal justice system, because there's no review taking place unless there's an investigation. So why you can't add layers to the justice system? It's a pretty perfect design. So yeah, I never said that. If somebody tried to say that, it's more political rhetoric, and I'd like to be real clear on it.
All right. We got more from Jimmy Hill when we get back. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'd like to hear from you. He is taking your calls tonight. If you'd like to reach me, I know I've got 20-plus comments on the Facebook page. I'm going to read through some of them and see if I can develop some questions for Jimmy. So if you'd like to get your question in line, www.facebook.com/I'm Speaking Plenty, or you can send me an email, bill@600wbob.com, bill@600wbob.com. Jimmy Hill in the studio tonight, Anna Broche in the studio Monday at 5. Tune in for both of those, or tune in for the rest of this one and that one at Monday. We'll see you in a few minutes.